Welcome back to KSFS. This is the Dylan Harper Show. I am Dylan Harper. How are you doing this evening? I hope you got a great weekend ahead of you, but you got a great interview ahead of you for sure, because Sonny B is in the house. Sonny, how you doing?
What up? I'm doing well. How you doing, Dylan?
Good. I am digging the power stripe. You got it going. You got it going all week.
It's the stripe of doom is what I like to call it. I just put it in on Sunday with the help of a good friend of mine, my bestie. She helped me because I had never done anything like that with my hair before. Mm-hmm. I never put any color, but actually the reason it's still there is because I bleached it and then threw in some permanent color. So it's there for good.
So it's staying there for a while.
Until I get my hair cut, yeah.
That's a risky maneuver. Is this amateur or is she a pro or?
I guess she used to color her hair a lot. She used to when she was younger, and then she just didn't do it for a while. And I needed somebody because I'd never done anything like that before, yeah. And I needed some help. And so she came over and helped me out.
Nah, it looks good. She did a good job.
Yeah, no, everybody, I've been getting compliments all week, and so I love it. I love it. Although, when my mom finally sees it for the first time tonight, I'm going to get a hand slap to the face, for sure.
My parents taught me what life was about. So I grew up the type they warned me about. They said my friends were just an unruly mob, and I should get a haircut and get a real job.
Your last show, Get These Frequencies, Mondays right here on ksfs.sfsu.edu, yeah. Noon to 2.
Right.
You guys had a little tournament, little trivia tournament.
We had what I like to call mousetrap trivia.
And explain mousetrap trivia.
It actually was encouraged to me from one of my favorite radio DJs, who I actually kind of modeled my show after, Jason Ellis on Sirius Radio.
Okay.
He encouraged me, like, I listened to his show a lot, and I realized one of the things I love about his show is the anticipation he builds with his listeners, because, you know, they play these games in the studio sometimes that involves where if you lose, you're in a lot of pain, or you have to do something really embarrassing, and it creates a lot of anticipation and a lot of tension in the audience, and so I wanted to do something like that on my show. So what I did is I brought in the mousetraps into the studio, and I had a moderator come in, who asked us trivia questions. Mm-hmm. And to buzz in to answer the question, you have to smash your hand on the mousetrap.
Oof.
And they're the ones, you know, the snap ones that are designed to snap heads off of mice. So it was a lot of fun.
As one of your co-hosts said, they're designed to kill.
Yes, they're designed to decapitate beings.
And everybody hurts sometimes.
I want to talk. You got a shark shirt on, and yeah. I can't imagine you without some sort of shark's paraphernalia on or around you in some capacity.
Yeah, I'm a huge Sharks fan, big time.
How long have you been a Sharks fan? Is this a childhood thing?
I would say, like, I didn't really first get into hockey until high school. Like, before then, I didn't really pay a lot of attention to it, and then I went to my first hockey game ever. It was a Sharks game. One of my friend's dads, you know, he took his kid, and then he invited me to come along, too. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'll check it out, whatever. And I went, and the Sharks went into overtime, and I think they beat the Dallas Stars in overtime in that game that I went to. And ever since that day, I was hooked. I was like, this is all I need. This is what I need in my life, you know, in the football offseason, because the 49ers will always be number one right here.
Okay.
And so in the offseason, I need something to watch, and hockey fills that void so well, and especially with a team like the Sharks, you know, it doesn't get much better.
All right, now again, if I can figure out how to use the CD player, we're going to hear, this is you calling... the last few minutes of a Sharks game.
Yeah, it was a project I did for a class. This is something I actually want to do in the future. I want to be a sports radio announcer, whether it's hockey or football or something like that. I want to do play-by-play on the radio. And so one of our projects was, you know, do something that you want to do as a career. And so I recorded myself calling the Sharks game as I was watching it on TV. This is a couple weeks ago. I think they were playing the Anaheim Ducks and went into overtime.
Oh, perfect.
And they finished the game pretty early in overtime, so this is a really short clip.
Sharks with a golden opportunity here to pick up an extra point in overtime against the Anaheim Ducks. Face off to begin overtime at center ice. Won by Joe Thornton, kicks it out to Joe Pavelski. Joe Pavelski moves it across the blue line fairly quickly. Sharks moving fast here. Kicks it across the ice to Ryan Clough into the corner. Clough is met there by Getzlaff, who tries to poke the puck out, and we've got a scrum going on now. There's about three Ducks in there and two Sharks. Can't even tell you who's in there right now. Sharks wearing their alternate black jerseys tonight, and the Ducks in their road whites. And finally, the puck comes loose up the boards to Dan Boyle. Boyle holds it, gets rushed by the defense, and the defense knocks it away. Puck comes out to Thornton in the corner. Thornton centers for Heatley. Heatley shoots. Pavelski with a rebound. Scores!
Yeah. So
that was awesome.
That was it was a lot of fun. I love, like, that's my favorite part of any broadcast is, like, the score, and then the announcer's like, and Pavelski with a rebound, he scores! You, like, you hear his voice go up a little bit higher.
The enthusiasm there was off the charts. That was fantastic.
I've been playing drums for 8 years.
So you're probably pretty skilled at this point. And how did you learn to play drums?
I've never taken a lesson in my life. What I did is I knew I wanted to play drums because I had no skills anywhere else. Like, I can't play any stringed instruments at all. I've tried and failed miserably. So I was like, I want to play drums. So, you know, I got a little starter kit, and then I started listening on my iPod and trying to emulate what I was hearing. Like, I tried to play the songs that I was listening to, and I just tried to play along to that. And after about a year of that, I actually started to realize that I was getting better and better, and I felt kind of natural doing it too. Like, playing drums was definitely more so for me than trying to play the guitar or the bass or something like that. So I sat behind a drum kit, tried to emulate System of a Down songs, which is hard to do in the first place.
Yeah, it's tough. That's a challenge.
I think that's why I got as good as I did as fast as I did, because I tried to do hardcore songs like that. And Metallica was another band I tried to emulate all the time. So
you just started right. You just started with the hard stuff. Skip the easy stuff.
Yeah.
We were talking off air briefly about Rock Band, the video game that I'm sure many of you have played.
Right.
In which there's the newest Rock Band 2 had a drum set, and now Guitar Hero 2 had a drum set too. And
yeah. Now every video game that has music comes out with a drum set.
No, I don't know about you. I've played drums. I played drums too, and I don't know about you, but every time I play Rock Band with my friends, like, it's the first time we're playing with a group of friends, they always say, "Oh, you play drums? You should be able to do these on Expert."
Right. Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I cannot do those songs on Expert.
That is not the case. You cannot just sit down behind little four little plastic circles and be like, "Oh, this is a drum set." It does not work that way.
It's a different skill set, to say the least. It's a lot different. Like, but explain to the listener what is the key? What to you is the difference between playing like a Rock Band? Like, when people are sitting there and they're playing Rock Band, the drums, they go, "I'm a good drummer. Why aren't they good?" I don't want to say it like that, because that's just me. Because they are, maybe they are good.
Right.
But why is it tough for drummers? Because every drummer I know says the same thing. I cannot do it on Rock Band. Like, what is it about it that makes it tough?
I think what the thing about being a drummer is kind of like, when you're drumming for real, you're not really thinking about it. You're just doing it. You're drumming along to the song. You're listening to, you know, the rest of the band play, and you're just doing your thing.
Now, you're a drummer for a band called Cage Keys. We had the quote-unquote hype man on last week, Dallas Osborne. And so you're the drummer. And who else is in this band?
Colin from Get These Frequencies. He plays bass in the band.
Of course. All gingers play bass.
Right. That's all gingers play bass. That's what they do. And then our lead singer and our guitar player is PJ. He's a friend of ours that works at the radio. We all work at Live 105. Dallas, Colin, and myself, and PJ, we all work at Live 105. And that's where we all met, and that's how the band formed.
And you guys, so you played a show a couple weeks ago. Sadly, I missed it.
Right.
When's your next show?
We don't have anything scheduled right now. We're just still recording our first little demo to send. I mean, I wish I had music to play here today, but we're just recording our demo right now to send to a bunch of bars and start playing. But look for us to be playing in the next week and a half at some bars here in San Francisco.
Awesome. Is there a Facebook page for it?
There is a Facebook page. You look up Cage Keys on Facebook. It's C-A-G-E space Keys, K-E-Y-S, and like us. You'll see a picture of my kick drum with our little retarded little Cage Keys sticker on there. And that's us.
I'm excited to hear you guys. I really want to go to one of your shows, so you got to do me a favor and play it at Under 21 Club, because I'm a baby.
For sure. We like to spread our love, spread our music to all everybody.
Thank you. besides System of a Down, we talked about, what are other, your summer, maybe not just drum, but just in general, your music influences? Like, how did you get into, I know you said Metallica too.
Right, yeah, Lars on Metallica, I mean, that's, I mean, who hasn't he inspired, right? Although I met him once, and he's a huge douchebag.
You know, I've always heard that, yeah, everyone says that he's just the biggest dick. He was the guy who really got Napster taken off the internet.
Right.
So, yeah, no one really likes him. I mean, he's a fantastic drummer.
Yeah,
anybody
absolutely.
Who's heard any album by Metallica knows that he's a good drummer. But, yeah, it does not make you a good person.
Yeah, no, he's definitely a huge douchebag. I met him personally once, and I wanted to disprove all the theories. I was like, yeah, Lars can't be that bad of a guy. And he was a huge douchebag. But and then for like when after that time I met him, I couldn't even listen to Metallica for like a month. I was like,
oh, really?
Man, F those guys.
What was the, how was he a douche, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, like, I met up with him. Like, he was at a show, and like, it was a Green Day show. And I was at the Green Day show, and after the show, I was working for Live 105, and we had to wait until the whole crowd dispersed before we left. And we waited, and then as the last couple people came out, Lars was one of those last couple people. And on his way out, I was like, hey, Lars, like, what's going on, man? Like, I didn't ask for a picture. I didn't ask for an autograph or anything. I was just, hey, Lars. And he just kind of looked at me and just kind of was like, walked off.
There's a band called Dragon Force. Have you ever heard of them?
I've heard of them, yeah.
They are notorious for using a drum machine. Because they play extremely fast, and you know, in some case, like, they're a perfect example of, like, they probably need to use one to make it, because they play so unbelievably fast that I don't think physically I could play it without, you know, cutting the beat so deeply in half that it wouldn't really sound good.
Yeah, they're like a really hardcore metal band.
But just in general, you made a cut. We were watching some sort of video, and somebody was like, they're adding, and they had like a fake drum thing going,
right?
And you're like, oh, the drum machine has no soul.
Yes.
And it was obviously like, it's that expression's been thrown around a lot by drummers. It's a funny comment because it's a lot. It's the more and more drum, like, Pro Tools pretty much is a drum machine now.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, what's your opinion on, you know, people using, bands do use, you know, they added it in Pro Tools after?
Yeah, it's so weird. And I'm not talking about, like, the drum machines, which is an electronic drum set that you sit behind a set and play that. I'm talking about, like, people using, like, a little box and just, like, clicking things to make drum sounds or dubbing in drum sounds from Pro Tools and just making their own drum sounds using, like, digitally. It takes away so much. Like, you're obviously not getting the same kind of acoustics. You're not getting the same kind of sound. And just the fact that you don't have a drummer there, you lose so much, I think. I feel like energy. You lose so much energy without having a real drummer there. Just having like a beat play back over and over again. And that's what I mean. I think that's what people mean by when they say drum machines don't have souls.
Talk about your show. Get These Frequencies. Once again, that is Mondays, noon to 2, and with your co-host Natalie, Dallas, and Colin.
Yeah.
And we talked about your trivia game, but what is your show? I thought actually for a while, because I never I had class during your show last semester.
Right.
Moved the Tic Tacs away from me. and I never heard, I thought you did a music show.
Right.
But the only show now, or the only two shows I heard both in a row were, I mean, you obviously play music.
Right.
But they were more talk format. So what's your format?
We're definitely a talk show. But I guess what you can compare us to is like any morning show that you would hear on terrestrial radio, that's what I'm going for. I'm going for, you know, like, not exactly the Zoo Crew, but like, we have people in the studio. We do entertainment news. We do sports news. We just do funny bits, you know, like the mousetrap trivia, yeah. Stuff like that. So I guess if you had to classify, yeah, it's like a talk show.
Okay.
And you know, and we don't have commercial breaks like other radio stations, so we play music in between just to get along, you know.
And so you met, for your band, you met Dallas and Colin at Live 105. I know Natalie works at Live 105 too, right?
Yeah.
So is that to say, did you guys all meet there? Or did you meet through KSFS?
Yeah, no, we all met through Live 105. And then, naturally, like when I started doing the show, Dallas has been here at KSFS for a couple of years now. And then when Colin heard about the show, he was also a student here at SF State, but he was a biology major. And when we told him about the show, he's like, yeah, I'd love to be a part of the show. And then, of course, Natalie, she was like, yeah, I'd love to be a part of the show. So, you know, they're just really close friends of mine. And I was like, I'm going to do the show. And if I'm going to do the show, I'm going to do it with some of my really close friends who actually want to be here and want to do the show. Because that's what's going to make it good. Like, people who want to be here, who are willing to put the time in and make it something that people want to hear.
Sunny B was my guest. Thank you for... How do you pronounce your last name?
Beaupareil.
Beaupareil. Okay, that's the only reason I avoided it.
Yeah.
All show.
Well, Sunny B, that's my radio personality.
That's how you go anyway.
But thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure. And check out his show, Get These Frequencies, Mondays, noon to 2. You can find him on Facebook, that's Sunny_SF.
Yes.
So Facebook.com/Sunny_SF, and then at Sunny_SF on Twitter.
Yep. At Sunny with a U, S-U-N-N-Y.
And then, oh yeah, Sunny with a U, the right way to spell Sunny. Sorry, O doesn't make an sound. All right, come on, people. And find his band on Facebook, Cage Keys, and look for their upcoming demo.
Yes.
So this is, once again, Queens of the Stone Age on KSFS. We'll be right back.
Embrace the chaos.